Cape Talk, Car Talk.
Jacob Mashoka joining us now on the line. And Jacob, you've been driving around in an Audi SQ5. What in heaven's name is that? Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Yeah, so the SQ5 is obviously the top of the range for the Audi's Q5. That's the, what can I say, the executive compact SUV, which is a little bigger than the likes of the Q3s, but smaller than the big dog, the Q7. And this SQ5 is actually, a bit of a renewed one, the latest one, because what they've done now is now they've brought them in with petrol engines. The initial ones used to be 3-liter V6s, but they were diesel. And now they've basically just brought them back in a petrol version. And it's all the uprated and upgraded Audi features that you usually get in the new Audis. The likes of the park distance control and the likes of the new Audi MMI system with a digital MMI system, the speedometers, etc. So it's a new, bigger Audi. And now they've gone petrol on it. When I look at the likes that it matches up to, the likes of the GLC, Jaguar's F-Pace, and even Porsche's Macan, I don't know if I would go for an SQ5. I really honestly don't. It doesn't click with me as much as I thought it would when I got it.
So what are some of the shortcomings then?
Look, the shortcomings, I say for sure, one of the big things that I don't like is that it's got this exhaust pipe set up at the back where they try and make it look like four exhaust pipes, but it's like it's fake exhaust tips. It's actually just two exhaust tips on either side. So already with the styling and the look of that, it doesn't work for me. And then it's got these 20-inch wheels, alloy wheels, which I think are too plain, especially coming from the likes of Audi. Audi's always been a great manufacturer, especially with their big cars for their wheels. I mean, the Q7 has a great selection of alloy wheels to choose from. And the one that I have, I don't know, the wheels look way too plain for an Audi. So it's more about the look that I get from this car. And knowing that you can get the likes of the Porsche Macans and the Mercedes-Benz GLC and even the Jaguar F-Pace at a similar price makes me think that it's a better look on the other cars and not on the Audi.
And as far as performance?
Oh, performance. Obviously, there's no doubt that an SQ5 model in the Audi range is definitely the best with what it offers. Performance is second to none. The car is really quick. I mean, the 0 to 100 of this thing, you wouldn't even believe that you were in a compact SUV, executive SUV. It does a 0 to 100 in like 5.5 seconds. It's got a 260 kilowatt punch. It's a proper sports car. This three liter engine V6 makes it quite a performance car. I think it gets a lot of the performance attributes from the likes of its younger siblings, the RS3 and the S3, and even the R8. It's got a lot of sports in it. So in terms of performance, it definitely doesn't disappoint.
So if it doesn't disappoint, I suppose let me ask the question this way. The joy that you get from driving the car, is that enough for you to forgive Audi for perhaps not coming out with the best design idea? Well, that satisfies you as far as wheels and other things are concerned.
No, I would rather look at it. I'd rather look at the German opposition from there. I would look at the likes of the AMG GLC 43. I would look at the likes of the Jaguar F-Pace, and I'd look at the Porsche Macan. In fact, I know that the Porsche Macan is built on the same chassis of the SQ5, and I think a Porsche Macan just looks so much better, and it's a Porsche at the end of the day. So my money would rather go to the Porsche. It's around R1 million exactly for the SQ5, while the Porsche Macan is at 1.1. So I would rather spend the 1.1 and get myself a Porsche Macan.
That's a lot of money, I tell you, Jacob. You've obviously put together a little video and article, which hopefully you'll be dropping in the early part of next week.
Yes, sir. I'll drop an article on Monday or Tuesday on ewn.co.za.
Jacob Mashoka, thank you very much. Do enjoy the rest of your weekend. Jacob is back with us next week, Saturday.